good spell on you.
All right, thank you to the Fours. They'll be in here in a little bit to talk and babble and kibitz and yammer. But in the meantime, here's some Doug McDonald Band.
All the fake hippies and poses I pulled all over. I never really was that hip. And all the cracks in my life that I walk over. I take my seat on a sinking ship. They call him a freak and a faggot. His life ended tragic. His blood still stained on the train turnstile towel. In the city tonight, he's so
this is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
To be kind.
decision. Sad today, happy tomorrow. It's a little rule I learned to follow.
Don't want back in time before your last one became heinous crime. I hate everyone and they hate me. You know I hate everyone and they hate me. I've gotta hit the road and get myself free. They hate me. I said I hate everyone, and they hate me.
the town of Mikey D. That happened to be the Fours. And we have some Fours in here. Hello.
Hello there.
I just had to change mics real quick all of a sudden. And yeah. Now we're all set.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah, you're the first band to suggest themselves after they just played live. That's it. Well, I mean, first for everything. I mean, you're the first live performance here at WMFO for 2017.
Yeah, nice.
How'd that feel?
Oh, it felt nice. The pressure was incredible. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
Now, so... You mentioned that you played New Year's Eve at Sally O'Brien's.
Yes.
Indeed.
How was a show like that? Like a New Year's Eve show? Like
it was great.
Is there anything that you had to do that's not in your normal thing?
Well, we played for 2 hours, so you know, we had to kind of go back and bring back some oldies, which was fine, but not a big deal.
Did you have 2 hours of material to play?
We had fun with it, you know.
It wasn't bad.
At
I mean,
all.
We didn't have to repeat anything like we usually do when we have to play that long. Yeah. Like we summed up enough material to just keep going. Yeah. So
it's back in the early days. We used to play like 3 hour shows, but then for a long time we've just been playing shorter shows. So we had to reach back and find
some material. Where do you play 3 hour shows?
Down where we're from on the South Shore.
Because there's
a lot of
the bars
and stuff down there. If you want to get paid a flat rate, that's what you do basically.
You just play pool halls and Chinese restaurants and like places like that.
Yeah. Do you end up having to like dig up a bunch of covers
Back then we hadn't even released our first album, so we were.
Nowadays, we might be able to get close with original.
Yeah, now we have two albums, then. So now it's a lot easier. But we stopped about 10 minutes before midnight, and you know, we had everybody count down. We were counting through the mics. Right when we said Happy New Year, we came in with How Many More Times by Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
Got everybody dancing. It was a great night, you know. And we have a video for our song, Julie, You're So Sweet, where it's half us playing and half us with like these animal masks. If you go to Newbury Comics or anywhere like that, they have these like
creepy horse masks.
We put on, we had a raccoon, a dog, a panda, and a duck. The duck was classic. It was like the eyes were like black. Like,
and I had a top hat that I bought, like LED lights that I wrapped around, and I was wearing the whole show. Like
the mask on while you played.
We did the end of the first set. We did Walk Don't Run by The Ventures with those masks on, and I can honestly say when we took the masks off at the end of the song, the reaction from the crowd was just. It was a moment of silence, almost like what just happened. People were so like, almost like shocked by it. And it was like so awesome to do because I know a lot of people left after that and were like, you know, something to talk about. You know, how often do you go see a band and they throw on these crazy animal masks and play a song? And
it just seemed like. How can you play with those things on?
It was not easy. It was not easy at all.
But I was looking down the whole time. I mean, I'm just picturing, I suddenly can't see that cord where peripheral vision kind of thing.
Oh, it was rough. It was hard. But it was fun. It was definitely worth it.
The flash just got right in my eyes and I was flying blind for a little bit. But
yeah.
For the most part, it was all right.
It was awesome.
Luckily,
we definitely gave them a show that they're going to go home. Oh, the drummer was wearing this light-up hat. They put on animal masks and played a song. They played, like, How Many More Times by Zeppelin. We threw in songs that we know would be, like, up and dancing. And everybody had, like, horns that we'd be like, all right, let's hear the horns. And everybody in the place would start, blowing the horns. And
it was really awesome. We put, like, everything we had into it. We made it a really exciting, really...
Very
non-stop
nice.
Energy.
Yeah. Really, you know. Just like a party. It was great.
Well, I got to say, while you guys were playing, Miss Paula here, who's been taking photos of us, has been dancing around this studio the whole time.
I'm sure she was.
I actually tried to attempt to get photographic evidence or video evidence.
You don't have to.
And
we believe
failed.
We believe it.
Well, you see, I just wanted catch her dancing and put it on the internet. I don't know why. Paula loves it when I talk about that.
Paula's been good to us. Definitely.
So you guys are working on an EP already.
We are. Yeah. We have a couple songs recorded that still need, you know, we're still adding vocals and still working on it. We're really taking our time with this one because this material is probably the best that we've written so far. And this is going to be like one release that's really going to, you know, yeah, we really want to blow people away with it. We know the songs are really good. We know the sounds are going to be out there. We're going to do a lot of crazy stuff with, you know, tape and...
I'm going to get just, weird.
You know, just going to put everything we have into it and make it the best thing we've ever put out so far.
And we're hoping to put it on vinyl, too. Our first, like, putting out anything on vinyl. So we're really excited about that. So we want to make it as good
as
possible.
We get a lot of requests for vinyl. Everyone, a lot of people are always like, oh, when are you going to put it out on vinyl?
Like,
it's
we like, wish.
It's too expensive.
Well, if you get a lot of people asking, you can just say, what? Hey, give us $2,000. We'll put it on vinyl.
Let's do a pre-order.
You know? Should have a tip jar saying, oh, you want it on vinyl, put a dollar in there.
But we're friendly with
No. We're going to have to edit that in post-production. You're going to have to say, hey, go put $20
I mean, we're
just
all,
a suggestion.
Yeah. We're good friends with this guy, Scott, who runs Hidden Volume Records.
Okay.
And he does a thing where it's an exclusive vinyl release. It's not going to be available anywhere but on vinyl and on his Bandcamp, on the label's Bandcamp, until it sells out, and then we can put it on iTunes and everywhere. But for the first initial
pressing, it'll only be on vinyl, not digital or anything?
It'll be on their Bandcamp.
Okay.
But otherwise, it'll just be vinyl for the first. It's only one pressing. He doesn't press it again or anything like that.
Oh, wow. However, if you wanted to press it again, would you be allowed to?
Yeah, we could. We could order as many as we want, really.
I mean, the first few copies, us ourselves are going to buy because we all listen to records and collect records. So
to be able to hear ourselves on vinyl,
You would actually buy your own album on vinyl?
Of course.
I would buy it anything. No. I'm just taking it. How about that?
I'm telling.
But yeah, it's not confirmed yet, but that's what we're trying for.
You're trying for a vinyl release?
Come on, Scott.
Yeah, that's what we want to do.
He can't hear me.
Scott. He's all the way down in what, Maryland?
Nah, but he's put out a lot of great stuff.
Yeah. There's the internets. Yeah. We're on the internets. WMFO.org.
Scott, if you're out there, cheers.
Get back to us.
Got you. Scott's been really good to us, too. We played the Hidden Volume field trip down in Brooklyn.
Okay.
About a year ago, and that was really awesome. And they released the Above's EP, which is a really good Brooklyn band. Mm-hmm. Really, really good.
Yeah,
that EP is like really, and it did really well. It got a lot of attention. They got a review in Rolling Stone, and
we
just think it teaming up with that label would probably be the best thing for us right now because we know it's going to get out to the people that would really appreciate what we do. And get us out to a larger audience that would really be into it.
A lot of the Brooklyn bands, like we really have a connection with a lot of the Brooklyn bands, like the Above and like bands like Hoodie and the Don'ts and Twin Guns and bands like that. We really have good relationships with that. They bring us out there. We bring them down here and
up here.
Sorry,
I had to nerd out for a second there.
Do we gotta get?
I always can.
Gotta
always
give him like
confused.
A globe so he can look and
see it. I always get confused where New York is. I just know it's there somewhere.
And speaking of Brooklyn, we're actually going to be down there playing a show on January 20th. If there's anybody from Brooklyn listening, come out and see us.
Yeah, we'll be at the Branded Saloon.
Branded Saloon, yes.
Branded Saloon. Where is that in New York?
Brooklyn.
Somewhere
in Brooklyn.
Not like the Heights or anything like that.
Paula swears she's been there.
Miss Paula's been there?
Paula thinks she's been there. I've never been there, but Paula's been there.
It's true.
Are you going to come with us?
I would love to go to Brooklyn.
You drive the bus? Just kidding, we don't have a bus.
We wish.
We're playing Portland, Maine next weekend on the 14th.
13th.
Friday the 13th. The 14th. That show is really confusing. It's
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Yes.
It's gone back and forth.
He told me the 14th. I tried to get... I didn't take the 13th off of work because he told me the 14th and then came back the other day and said the 13th and now...
Day jobs.
The whole thing.
Damn day jobs.
Don't blame me. It was the whole thing was a mess. Trust me. I won't even tell you.
Miss Paula has a question.
I do. I just want to know: are these gigs going to interfere with your Grammy appearance?
Yeah.
Oh yes, we have.
That you'll be making. So.
We wish. We wish it would interfere.
Not it.
Yeah, our songs.
How cool was that to get on the ballot?
I got a call from our promo guy Al Gomes from Big Noise, and he told me, "Oh, I have great news for you guys. You got on the ballot for the Grammys for Best New Artist, and then Best Performance by a Group or Duo for the song Separate Ways and the song Words for Me." And you know, my heart was racing. I couldn't believe it. You know, I immediately called him, called everybody, and you know, we were just all through the roof. You know, it just felt really great to be acknowledged for we did. We worked really hard on the album Running from the Past, the last one we did, and you know, it was just a great feeling.
No, that's it. I was going to bring that up, Miss Paula.
I'm sorry, Phil. I can't help it. Still,
she's okay. She was really excited about it.
Yeah.
I'm an incurable insomniac, so I'm just starting to, I'm just getting started.
She does a lot of research between the hours of 11 and 3 a.m. So when she's not out at gigs, it's definitely that show mentality.
I do. Did I have another question for you guys? Oh no, I was just saying out there that it was funny that I fully expected you guys to like in the in between songs to have like a British accent and and here you are without your British accents and
how about that?
I'm sorry, love.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
That's
exactly.
That's more
that's what
Australian.
I expect.
You expect me to sound like George Harrison?
Yeah, like that. Totally. Well, because I was in here like scrolling on Facebook or something, and I was just listening to you guys while I was dancing up
the
storm.
They don't have British accents.
Yeah.
No, she but like I we've totally ever was like completely listening to you guys. And then all of a sudden you started talking, and I was like, oh.
I'm not British.
Oh, yeah.
They're like,
you know, it's
from
not
here
like we've
stuff.
Never ever talked to her before.
Right.
It's not like she's never heard our voices before.
I got lost.
I was like, wait.
She totally got lost.
Talk to them.
Oh, man.
Have you ever gotten that kind of criticism before? It's like somebody would say,
"You don't talk."
Wow. You guys
not so
aren't
much
British?
Not so much that, but. A lot of times we would walk, not so much anymore, with the outfits we wear now, they're a little less Beatle-y, but, I mean, we love the Beatles, don't get me wrong, we're like, it's like our obsession.
Well I was going to say, a lot of your influences are UK.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so.
Get out of town.
No way. No. I mean, we'll walk
like
through.
Australian music.
We'll walk into clubs
I
with like. The outfits on, and you know, we hear people as we walk.
Who are those wacky Beatles?
I just saw the Beatles, or somebody calling out Ringo or something like. You know, we get that all the time. But
someone came up to me and thought that I was Paul McCartney in a tribute band Studio 2. They were like, "Oh, I can't wait to see you play!" How long did it take to learn how to play left-handed? And I'm like, I'm sitting with the guitarist, like, what? And she's like. Like, when do you guys go on? I'm like, oh, we're about to go on. Oh, yeah, nice. I've been waiting to see you guys. And she was like, where's the rest of them? And I was like, oh, over there. Oh, the ones that look like the Beatles, right? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, you're Paul, right? I was like, yeah, I am.
Just playing along with
her.
And she was like,
"That's nice. Oh, like, nice to meet you." She shook my hand and thought I was Paul McCartney in the band. Sorry, Studio 2. But she thought I was the Paul McCartney in the band, but it was weird.
So how did you break it to her?
I didn't.
So she still thinks you're Paul in Studio 2?
I hope that when they went on stage that she realized, like, hey, that kid wasn't Paul McCartney.
True, we went on right after that.
He's more Pete Best than anything else.
And she was probably like, wait, I hope. Unless she still thinks that that's me to this day.
I mean, the main thing with that is like, we appreciate that comparison, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it, like, tends to be a hindrance on us because it's not what we're trying to do, you know? We don't set out to sound like that on purpose. It's just the way it's just in us, you know? It's what we've grown up with, what we
Well, I mean, love, I didn't exactly hear just Beatles.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely heading in a different direction. It's definitely getting more we've discovered a lot more modern artists that are doing kind of the same thing, but in their own way.
Throwback-ish.
Bands like Foxygen.
Okay.
Ty Siegel came here recently and was, you know, blew us away. We love him.
Even bands
even Waves,
like,
you know.
Like Waves or like even back like with Stone Roses or The Strokes. Like bands like that that like do kind of what we envision doing. So we pull our influences all with that. So it's like, and we all listen to a bunch of different stuff that one of us doesn't listen to. So it's like.
Listen to soul, R&B, you know.
I always
70s,
know.
Anything,
when I listen back to some of our songs, I'm like, I know what I was listening to at that point. Like, because I remember this part of the song I pulled from this song that I was listening to. It happens all the time. Like,
okay.
Even when, like, one of our songs starts with the same beat as Dreamin' by Blondie, because I was listening to Blondie a lot. Like,
okay.
Like, it's weird because I always can tell what I was listening to. And it's just with all of us, things like that happen.
Well, you see, a lot of people can see that kind almost in a negative fashion. I don't necessarily see it that way, but a lot of people will say, "Well, play that game, spot the influence. Who does this song sound like?
Yeah,
which song does this one sound like?
Yeah,
you know, kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah. And they use that to ridicule a band."
Yeah,
silly.
Well, yeah. Like we
everyone's
had a video.
Influenced by you know somebody else.
Yeah,
right.
Well, like we had a video for one of the songs we played tonight, "Back to You."
Mm-hmm.
Someone literally commented and was like, "Did the Dave Clark 5 get backdoored?" Like basically saying like we just completely ripped off the Dave Clark 5.
I never
we
realized
like, what
when I wrote that song, it was like. Never even realized it until he said that, and I kind of like looked up the song "Because" by the Dave Clark, and it was like a lot of the same chords, a lot of the same things, but it, you know, you don't do it on purpose a lot of times, you know, and it doesn't mean you ripped it off. It's just everybody, you know, it's just a chord progression, really. But
I mean,
I didn't even realize until he said that. And I was like, what a way to put it, you know. Have they been backdoored?
Backdoored?
Like, okay.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, but. That's a very strange way to put that.
Yeah.
No, they haven't. You know, but I hope not. You know, I don't know.
Haven't gotten sued yet.
Oh, there you go.
Shh. I'm trying to fight the legal system right now.
Well, I mean, if you did score that Grammy nomination, I mean,
true. Yeah. Like knocking on the door.
Oh yeah.
Last time I thought the law, go the law to us. Won.
All those lawyers would be calling right away.
Luckily, we have Dave here. He's very experienced in bird law. So
yes, many years.
In bird law?
I don't know what we're talking about anymore. We're rambling.
On that note, I'll let you guys break down your stuff.
All right.
All of that. Okay. It was great hearing you play live here. Yes. So how can people get your two albums?
Well, you can go on iTunes. You can hear it on Spotify. We're on Pandora now, too.
Sweet.
Amazon. Type in the Fours Radio. If you use Amazon, I don't feel like most people don't really use it. Maybe if you have a Kindle or.
But it's on there anyway.
Yep.
I don't know. Whatever. And then, of course, our Bandcamp is probably the best way. We throw a lot of goodies up on there, a lot of free downloads. And
yeah, I saw a couple
stuff,
of them.
You know, we got a shot of Rhythm and Blues on there right now for free.
Yeah. In mono.
Yes, in mono.
Whose idea was that?
That was my idea. There's mono, and then the bonus track is the 65 stereo mix. Just as an experiment. It was an experiment to see if I could mix it like an old 60s song. They had the drums on the left and the singing on the right. It came out decent, so.
There you go.
Take it.
And don't forget, you can always go to our website, too. That's thefours.net.
Yes.
That's F-O-R-Z.
It's kind of under construction right now, but we will have a brand new website coming soon. Yes.
And when that's up, that can direct you to wherever you want to get our music.
Of course, we have physical copies of the second album at our shows with cassette tapes, free cassette tapes of our first album.
By Wiener Records out in L.A.
Yeah, if you have a cassette player.
If you don't,
you have cassettes?
We do.
Yeah. Sweet.
Right?
Blue cassettes.
Blue.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Paid 50 cents extra for that. Sorry.
No, but yes, I will let you break down your stuff, and thank you so much for playing here.
Thank you for having us.
Go to thefours.net, and what is it? Is it the fours at Bandcamp?
Yep, fours at Bandcamp. No, thefours.bandcamp.com.
Of course.
That's what it is.
The fours. T-H-E-F-O-R-Z.
Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, anywhere.
We're taking over. Coming down.
Find them on Google Plus.
Breaking out of these chains. All right. Anyway.
Yeah, said they're losing their minds. All right.
We scared them away with bird law.
Anyway, so long.
All right.
Good night.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Where am I going to go with this here? All right. Let's play some Buffalo Tom. 91.5 WMFO. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was Kedman with Hideout from the Sun. Great, great song. When did that come out? I'm trying to read the credits on the CD and I am failing. Anyway, before that was Bird Brain with Confession. And I had Buffalo Tom with Bird Brain. How about that? All right. That brings a close to this installment of On the Town with Mikey D. Pam will be here next week to bring you three more hours of great local music. And if you love the sound of my voice and some of the stuff I play, you can always catch me on The Dweezil Show Saturday night, 7 to 9, right here on 91.5 WMFL. All right, I'm going to close out the show with, you could say it's a classic. Yeah, I'm going to call it a classic. It's the Upper Crest. It's the song Boudoir. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.